Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I was flipping through the channels the other day, but there was nothing good on. I had nothing to play. So I went to my computer and realized that there was so much content before my eyes. But there's nothing but Netflix in my heart and on my screen. There's always something good that I still haven't seen. But maybe
yes, that's right. Nothing But Netflix is back here in the month of November, here to talk about Shameless 101, an intro to 11 seasons of Shameless here on Netflix. And here with me, a man who I don't think has much shame. Here is the great Chappelle. Chappelle, how are you?
Rob, I'm shameless.
Yes.
I'm completely without shame. Rob, I'm good,
no,
but
shame
I was not
in your game.
Yeah, none at all. Rob, I wasn't expecting when we started this project to find a new obsession.
Yes.
But here we are.
Yes.
Here we are.
What is
I
the new obsession?
I think this is the one. Shameless.
Shameless.
I think this is my new show.
You love it.
I do. I thoroughly enjoy this show. I've been binging at work, during work, after work. Anytime someone else is paying me to watch TV, I'm doing mm-hmm. it. So yeah, this is my new thing. I'm happy that this is happening. And I'm just kind of sad that I'm late to the party.
You're late to the party, but that's the great thing about Netflix. You could always jump in. And a woman who jumped in not too long ago, she watched the first 10 seasons of Shameless in very quick order, watched the 11th season when it first premiered on Showtime, and here to talk with us, it's the first lady of podcasting, making her Nothing But Netflix debut, Nicole Sestrino. Nicole, how are you?
Hello, I'm good.
Nicole, you are a Shameless super fan.
Well, I wouldn't say super fan, but I've watched it a mm-hmm. few times.
Yes, and I made fun that you were watching all of Shameless.
Yes, and the boys would walk in and I would quickly kick them out and they would tell you, Mommy's watching somebody get murdered, because they keep going.
Yes, okay. All right. There you go.
It's a lot of murdering going on in this show, Nicole.
A lot of murdering.
Murdering. Yes, a lot of murdering going on. Okay, so we'll file that one away as we're here to talk about Shameless. Okay, Chappelle, there's a lot of stuff coming to Netflix in November, but this was a little bit of like a dry spot where we didn't have a big new release coming up. So Shameless was in the Netflix top 10 last week. All 11 seasons are here on Netflix now. And so we're going to just maybe talk a little bit why people should be watching Shameless and get obsessed like Chappelle.
Yeah, this is the content I needed. I needed someone to say, you should watch this show because X, Y, and Z. And I never had that. So, you know, when the assignment was watch Shameless, I said, oh, wow, people should watch this show. Like, have y'all heard about this? And everyone's like, yes, we all heard about it. Heard about it 10 years ago mm-hmm. when it came out. Yeah, and you're just late to the party. So for anybody else who's late, we want to catch you up and give you the rundown about why this show is so great.
Chappelle, what is it about Shameless that has really caught your attention?
I love ghetto ass white people.
Yes.
Like, it's just, it's something that like, I can relate to, because I come from humble beginnings, you know, and so I can definitely see struggle and some of the things that they've done. I definitely can relate to being in rooms where that was happening. But yeah, like this cast could have easily been, you know, my old neighborhood. And so I'm like, wow, you know, to see them, it's like white people issues with like the black people struggle of just being in poverty and just not being able to find a way out. I was like, I like this. I can marry those two things at the same time and be happy with it. I mean, the show is filmed on the south side of Chicago.
Yes.
I was like, oh God. Well, I don't know, filmed, but the setting is the south side of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, you know, this is an interesting take on poverty and struggle and alcoholism and mental health issues. And it's just so much deeper than it looks at first. So yeah, this is right up my alley.
It hits everything.
Nicole, yeah. I have been interested to know, and I haven't got the chance to talk to you about Shameless, but what was it about Shameless for
all
you?
All the murders.
Would say, oh, I like the murdering.
She likes the murdering.
Like a show with murders, mm-hmm. some good murders. Mm-hmm. it's funny. It's real. And just when it gets like super dramatic, like they throw a twist in that's like ridiculously funny. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I was just like thoroughly amused by it. Mm-hmm. I like the characters are amazing.
What led you to Shameless, Nicole?
I needed something to watch, and everyone kept saying mm-hmm. that Shameless is so good. And no one really like told me what it was about, like how like deep but not deep it is. Mm-hmm. So it was really a surprise to see the different elements.
Did it remind you a lot of your upbringing?
It really did, honestly.
Yes. Okay. So it was relatable.
It was very relatable for me. Like I have done a lot of shameless things in my life to get out of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's good information. Like, I feel like I'm in good company here, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Rob, the way I would take a bullet for these children.
Yes. I think I saw you tweeted that.
That's something you just can't explain to somebody who has never seen the show. It's like, oh, there's going to be kids on here. Like, I don't care about kids. But then I'm like, oh yeah. They're like, no, the kids are important. I'm like, yeah, but I don't really care about shows with important kids either. Like, they're really smart. I was like, I hate smart children. I was a smart child and look at me, you know? So I'm like, I don't want any of this. But like within 10 minutes of watching this show, I was like, oh, you know, I just have to die for these children. If that's what it takes for the next 11 season, I'm fully invested in everything that they do. I want to make sure they're going to school and eating a good breakfast. Yeah, the kids rope you in instantly. At least that's what got me.
11 seasons is an incredible amount of time for a show that is about a family. I mean, I feel like that when we talk about like 11 seasons of a show, you're talking about shows that are sort of like procedural dramas and people like come in and out. Nicole, how do they pull up 11 seasons of a show about a family?
I mean, they basically grow up in front of you. Mm-hmm. And you see them, I think they were like 8 or 9 years old. And by the time the show is over, you know, they're, you know, in their 20s. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. See, I never made it that far, Nicole. When they get to the end of the series, like they're all adults at that point?
They're all, except for Liam, but he's on his way. I mean, he's pretty... I don't want to give spoilers, but he's a pretty grown up kid. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the show premieres in 2011 and goes all the way through 2021. So mm-hmm. you really end up getting like a decade in the life of these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like watching them as little kids, you wonder like, oh, I wonder how they grow up to be adults. Well, fast forward to season 11 and you're like, you can actually find that out. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Chappelle, do you have a favorite character on Shameless?
It's clearly Liam. Liam is everything. Mm-hmm. It's the way he says so much with saying so little at the same time. Like acting at its finest. I love that kid.
I think there's multiple Liams throughout the season, the series, though.
The actor?
Yeah.
They changed the actor.
Yeah.
I can imagine, right? Because they start off with basically he's like an infant or a toddler, I guess you would say. And so, you know, if you want to get good acting chops, you probably have to like, okay, well, we just needed a child we can use to walk around. And now we need a child that we can actually use that can have some dialogue, maybe like some comedic timing. So I can imagine that they have to switch it up at some point and say, okay, let's go a little bit older with this kid so we can actually use him instead of him just being a prop where all the children pass him around and figure out what they're going to do with him all day.
I feel like there's one point in the series where Liam takes like this massive jump in age and maturity. And it's like clearly a different actor.
Mm-hmm. That happens on a lot of shows where they have a baby. Not everything is like Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, where the stars of It Takes Two, where they just sort of grow up. Like different shows, like they have a baby, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, now they have like a toddler that can talk.
Yeah.
Rob, when was the last time you watched It Takes Two?
A week ago today.
Don't admit that. Don't admit that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You can't.
Not that long ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Not a good look. No, I'm messing with you. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's probably a good reference though, because if you think about it, I mean, the Tanners had the Michelles, right? Is that what they were? And they would just switch them out for whichever one was more available at the time. I wonder if they had like a switch out for Ian at some point. Liam at some point throughout the season, or if it was just like, just let this baby walk around.
I feel like in the beginning,
was a twin too.
In the beginning, they did have, I don't know if they were twins, if they were like Mary Kate and Ashley, but I think there were two of them in the beginning.
Okay.
Nicole, who's your favorite character from Shameless?
I am a diehard Mickey fan.
Diehard Mickey fan.
Mickey's character really evolves through the series. He becomes a star. He is just so funny and so intriguing and just so crazy. And I love it. I feel like I'm Mickey.
You feel like you're Mickey.
I relate to him.
Of all the characters, you're like, Mickey, that's the person.
That's my guy.
Mickey isn't in the pilot episode, but he does come off like, at first you think like, oh, this is just a bully. And then at some point, like Nicole says, he has so many layers to him.
He's so amazing.
Yeah, and it's wild because I saw the actor and I was like, I know this guy from everything. Does that make sense to see somebody and just be like, I've seen you before in almost everything? And I think he was like a child actor.
He was in Twilight.
Maybe he was in like,
I wouldn't
have known him from Twilight. He is pale though.
He has red hair in real life.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. He's like, super pale.
Yeah, he's very pale. But I remember, I think he was in like was he in like one of those like kids movies like Max Keeble or something like that?
Yeah, he was in one of those.
I was like, why have I known this guy my whole life? But Mickey's a mess. This is Nicole, I have questions.
Yes.
Right, we'll do it off air. That's fine.
Yeah.
But then there's a point where Mickey like disappears and I really questioned continuing watching the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm looking at Mickey, this character that
Noelle Fisher,
right? Is he sort of like a Sopranos type character? Is that what the appeal is?
He's definitely like the tough guy. He does Sopranos type things.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a type.
Mm-hmm.
He's Canadian, so you know he's a good. That means he's a good actor because he's so polite in real life. I'm sure
He's so not like his real character or his character on the show.
Mm-hmm. Chappelle, do you have any favorite storylines from Shameless?
Oh yes, but it's not in this first season. Nicole, I'm just gonna talk. I'm gonna talk about this broadly. We're not gonna get into the.
I feel like this
it,
is but, gonna be hard to not have spoilers.
Well, talk broad strokes and try not to give any like a major plot twist away.
I know, but once I start talking, it wants to come out.
Okay.
See what happens. For the people familiar with the show, the Ethel and Malik relationship just took me out. Okay. I don't know why this Kimmy Schmidt girl ends up with this couple in foster care, but she meets another gentleman who also has a child before the age of 18. And this romance is what I'm here for. I want a spinoff. I don't get enough of that storyline, but if you're familiar with the show, just know that I was like, my heart was bleeding for that couple, even though they were both 15 years old. I think that's probably my like.
You need a little context to who Ethel
okay.
is.
Yeah, who's Ethel?
So Ethel is a foster kid that Kevin V take in because they want to make money.
Okay.
And so they want to make money off of getting a foster kid. And it turns out that this foster kid is like Amish, right? She's Amish, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I wouldn't say Amish, but just definitely probably a part of a cult, maybe?
She's definitely part of a cult. And she was like married off. And her husband, who is like, I think 70, they said, is in jail.
Yes.
And she has a kid with this man. Yes. And because of this situation, you know, she goes into foster care.
Right.
But then she kind of runs off. She finds a boyfriend.
Yes.
Who's from a totally different background from her. So it's like a very interesting couple.
Yes.
And it's my favorite couple because it's absurd.
It's really absurd.
I believe they're both like 14 or 15 years old. They both have a child, you know, separately. Like they're coming into their relationship, each parents. And the way I would die for that couple.
And then they just like run off together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad face, but I loved him. I loved him so much. I thought like this is going to go throughout the entire series, and I was just going to be like living and breathing and making fan cams and Tumblr pages about
them. They
were
going to get their own show.
Yeah, I thought.
I mean,
but it could happen.
It could happen.
I haven't finished the season. I haven't finished the series, so I don't know if we ever touch base with them again. But for the brief moment where I had them in the storyline, I was loving it.
Mm-hmm. And this is like a good example of what Shameless is. Like they introduce a character and it's like a WTF character like Ethel. Like you're just like not sure what to think of it. It's so absurd. And then you end up falling in love with the character when you don't think that you're gonna.
Yeah. So by season 11, has the cast ballooned to like 45 people, or is it kind of like an anthology show where like people come in and then they have a story for like a season, they leave?
People come, people go, people come back, people pop up, people disappear again. Mm-hmm. But the family, aside from Fiona, because everybody knows that she leaves the show, that the actress leaves
I
the
didn't.
Show. I mean, everybody talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You knew that, right, Chappelle?
No clue.
Emily Rossum.
Emma. No.
Emmy.
Emmy Rossum, yeah.
Yes. Emmy.
Yeah, Emma is Debbie. But yeah, she leaves the show at the end. I think it's like season 9 she leaves the show. So we go like 2 seasons without her.
Okay. I mean, that's not so bad. Because by season 9, most of them are adults at that point.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. And so like you probably just have like the growing pains of Carl being in charge of the home.
Mm-hmm. You know, funny. It's like Carl, who in the first episode is like this 9-year-old little delinquent, and he has like these storylines, and he becomes, you know, someone that you would not expect him to become.
Okay, I look forward to that.
It's
really
interesting.
I love Carl.
Carl is also one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah. So,
because he's crazy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Carl is everything. Yeah, Carl is. A ticking time bomb that they have to learn how to defuse every episode, and they do it in subtle ways. Carl will like pick up a flamethrower and you'll just see a random kid walk by and snatch it out of his hand and put it up on top of something.
It's like they just expect this to happen.
Yeah. There's moments throughout the season where someone will say, oh, leave this very flammable thing over there. Someone's like, in Carl's home? And just will take it and leave. Carl won't even be in the room. They're just like, do you know who lives here? So I like that they're always like just subtly tiptoeing around the fact that Carl is potentially a maniac.
Chappelle, how do you feel about William H. Macy?
Okay, so as an actor, I was reading somewhere that he never got an Emmy for this particular show.
Emmy Rossum.
Yeah, well, yeah, oh, he knows her, but I don't think he ever got an Emmy for this show, like for, I guess, best lead actor is what he probably would have been nominated for.
Yeah.
But I've seen William H. Macy in other things, and I think he's a really good actor. So I do wonder what that was about, if he was just up really against really stiff competition, or if it's just that his character as Frank is so hateable. that maybe they just didn't want to just like recognize that, because when I tell you I hate Frank Gallagher with every fiber of my being, I don't know if that's ever going to change, but every episode, no matter what he does, good or bad, I always end the episode thinking I hate that guy so much.
Yeah, he will go, he'll, like, you start off hating him and then the episode will go on and then you'd be like, oh, well, that was kind of good, and then he totally messes it up and you hate him again. He's like a roller coaster.
Yeah. Every good deed that he does is laced in like, well, drugs, but also like a very bad deed as well. Like, so it's like, yeah, he's taking up for his child in this moment. And look at him getting arrested and taking the charge for this kid, this very bad thing that his kid did. Oh, wait, he just did that because he's homeless and needed a place to sleep and needed some meals. So he's actually very selfish in doing that. But in the moment, you're like, oh, he's, look at him defending the children. It's like, he doesn't care about those kids. He does, but he really doesn't.
He does, but he cares more about himself.
Right, exactly. Narcissist, alcoholic, mm-hmm. drug abuser, Debbie dad, Frank Gallagher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That really sums it up.
Yeah, but we love him somehow.
He's such a good character in the show. Like towards the middle of the series, it gets kind of like, really? But then it gets redeemed and it gets really good again.
Yeah. It has to be like a balance between you wanting them to never have anything to do with him ever again and him actually still being on the show, because you can't make him so loathable that like it's hard to watch the show.
Right.
So you have to give him some redeeming qualities, because otherwise you're just yelling at the kids. Like, why do y'all keep talking to him? Like, Debbie,
why do you keep
please?
Going back?
Right. Stop it. Fiona, stop this. You know who this guy is. Stop it. But, you know, I think the show's writers do a really good job of keeping him relevant. In a world where I just want him not alive anymore.
And he's really funny. He gives really good comic relief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very funny and very smart. Very, very smart. Because like the shenanigans he gets into, like Nicole said, it's the shameless things he will do to stay out of trouble or at least to find a roof over his head. It's commendable sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the first episode, I mean, it seems like that it's much more about the kids and he's just sort of like passed out on the floor most of the time. Like, does the focus shift more to him at different points?
It goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I think
Shameless does a really good job of like bringing, you know, some characters to the forefront and then bringing other characters and kind of like intertwining the stories.
Yeah. You know what? For an ensemble cast, they do a like great job of that, because you would think with so many characters, there would be someone you lose in the shuffle. And they don't really you don't really lose anybody. Well, at least in the seasons that I've seen, like even with the kids, I can always tell you what each kid is doing that day. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and I can tell you where Frank is at any given time, you know, throughout the season. And so for there to be six kids, Frank, then Kevin V, who live next door, who also have their own storylines. And then like the other like Sheila and Karen storylines. It's like you never really lose track of any of that, that stuff. So the writers, the way they intertwine all the stories, it's kind of brilliant.
Agreed.
Nicole, do you have any questions for Chappelle as a newcomer to Shameless?
Well, one of my favorite characters in the beginning, which then changes towards the end, is Sheila. What do you? I love Joan Cusack. She made me like a big Joan Cusack fan because of this show. What do you think about her?
Yeah, so Sheila is a lot to deal with in this series.
Absurd. It's so crazy.
Can you explain her character?
So she is like a germaphobe and she has agoraphobia.
I know she was the mom that her daughter was being tutored in the premiere.
Mm-hmm.
You could say that.
Yes.
It gets murdered throughout the series as well.
There's a lot of murders.
Mm-hmm. The daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a murder addict, if some would say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Serial killer. Okay.
So Sheila is the mom of Karen. And she's married to this guy who's like so opposite both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And her craziness is so like endearing, but so crazy. And it's just it's such a big part of the show. So I just want to hear what you think about it.
Yeah. When I first started watching, I thought this is a one-off character, right? Like we're trying to get to Karen, right? We're using the mom and the dad storyline as a vehicle to get Karen into Lip's life. Like, I thought that's where we were going. And then season 2, season 3, I'm like, Sheila, you're still like, Sheila has gone through relationships. Sheila may or may not have adopted a child legally or illegally. Sheila has dealt with different. Yeah, we talked about Sheila's fetishes. We've talked about, I mean, it's a lot.
It gets crazier and you learn a part of Sheila you would not expect at all.
Wow. That sounds like a big reveal. Would I guess
okay,
ever?
What is it?
I'm trying. Is it something that I've heard of?
I think so.
Okay. All right.
Well, what are your predictions for Sheila?
I don't know. It sounds like that, maybe that the apple didn't fall far from the tree with her daughter.
Interesting.
Something to think about. I mean, even in this episode, when dad
comes from somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, dad is leaving and he's like, you reap what you sow. And I didn't reap this. he's like, you sowed this, not me. So it might be something to think about there with Sheila. But she definitely, we might want to explore her mental health issues throughout or track that, because there's some things that aren't quite firing on all cylinders when it comes to her. And it's not just her being a germaphobe.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wild ride.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun ride. Some of it starts to get a little kind of just like, this is not so fun at times.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you're up to that part. I don't know what season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are moments where I'm like, so I guess one thing I do have to say in the negative column when it comes to this show is that it's very crude, you know, and I can be crude too, but I know that's a turnoff
for you.
Sometimes it goes a little too far.
Too far.
It goes,
even for Chappelle.
Even for me, you know, like I can be crude, but I try not to be disrespectful if I can avoid, you know, if I can avoid it. And there are moments. So a little less evolved with some of the language that's being used throughout, dealing with mental health issues and even dealing with, you know, sexuality and race. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of racism, a lot of homophobia in this show. And I mean, it's not to say that the show is homophobic or racist. It's to say that the characters are. And so if you cannot deal with that kind of thing, I would not suggest this, because I mean, there needs to be a trigger warning for some of the language and themes throughout the series.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a part of the storytelling. So I will say that. So if you are sensitive of ear, maybe don't check out Shameless, because it's a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
So, like, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say there's moments where they're chanting certain what would be considered slurs by many. They are making them like war cries, you know, to it misguided attempt to like reclaim certain words that you probably shouldn't reclaim. It's a lot. It's a lot. And you start to wonder, like, the connection between poverty and education and mental health. There's kind of something there. Of course, we know that those things are linked. And this show kind of highlights that.
But I do think at some points in the show where they bring in, you know, some of the stuff is kind of relevant to what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Which was really, I think it was important. And it was hard to watch, but it was real.
Yeah, it's like satire, you know. It's like, yes, we're showing you this, and yes, it is bad. It is tongue in cheek, and it's not meant to be taken literally.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like a commentary on, you know, what's going on. But again, if you can't handle that, I definitely stay out of this very crowded, messy kitchen.
That kitchen is disgusting.
Mm-hmm. It's the worst. I would never eat at home.
That
ever.
Whole house is disgusting. And it gets worse. It gets worse throughout the series. And there's a point where it's like it talks about like rat infestations and just all this disgusting stuff going on in the house, and they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, I saw a roach sitting on top of a toothbrush in that house. And nobody killed the roach. They just put the toothbrush back down.
Yeah.
I was just gooped. Like I was sitting there like, well, why are you just gonna leave the roach there? What is that gonna do? Like, kill the roach, damn it.
So disgusting.
Yeah. But I don't think you can keep a house like that clean. Not to say that the kids are dirty, but I mean, at the very least, Frank is a mess. And so like, you can't keep cleaning up after Frank and then trying to clean up after six kids. You're gonna end up living in squalor. And you know, unfortunately, that's where a lot of this show is set. Right there in a house of squalor.
You know, I think the point for them is like, just get through the day. We get through every day. And that's it.
Yep. And I think resilience is another reason why this show is so relatable. Because it's kind of like, what do you do when, you know, the bills are due and you ain't got it? Or, you know, what do you do where you've gotten yourself in some trouble that could lead to some other trouble that could lead to some other trouble?
You get shameless and you do what you got to do.
Exactly. Especially when you're living for six people, you know, like some people would say, you know, you got to take that L. Like maybe this kid needs to go to jail right now. I was like, well, we can't afford that because this kid brings in money, you know, like he's 9 years old, but we need him stealing from that collection plate or else, you know, how are we going to sleep at night?
Yeah. Or like the way that you got this money is really bad, but keep doing it because we need it.
Mm-hmm. And they don't need it as much as we do, I guarantee you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Has Shameless been sort of in obscurity on Showtime? That I'm looking at a list of Alan Sepinwall's 50 best TV shows of the 2010s. Shameless aired all through that decade. Mm-hmm. If anything, that I think you could look at Shameless as sort of like depicting the decade starting in 2011 going to 2021. Alan Sepinwall did not include Shameless in his best 50 shows of the 2010s.
That's insane.
Yeah, you can't teach taste. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell Alan Sepinwall. Mm-hmm. What else is on the list?
I could tell you the whole 50, but I'm looking at another the top 35 best shows of the 2010s. This is from Harper's Bazaar. They did not include Shameless.
Well, they're wrong. Bizarre. They're wrong.
Yeah, make no mistake. Mm-hmm. They're incorrect.
Mm-hmm. There must have been some like nasty politics or drama.
You think so? Like, yeah. I just think that why does Shameless constantly get overlooked for these sort of these like prestige drama type lists?
See, that's crazy also because they have gotten some, you know, really big names on the show as like guest stars. Like Regina King was in it. Mm-hmm. Courtney Cox was in it. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what this other guy's name is, but he's in a lot of big movies.
Another guy that was in big movies.
He was in big movies.
Oh, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he was in it.
Rob, what is this list? What list was this?
Alan Sepinwall. And that's my guru, Alan Sepinwall. Oh,
yeah? That's your guy?
That's my guy.
Well, that says a lot about you.
Top 50 shows of the 2010s did not include Shameless.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, like Nicole said, that shows a lot about you.
Yeah, that's got to be something.
I kneel at the altar of Alan Sepinwall.
Well, get up. Not the altar for me.
Yeah. Vox.com, 21 shows that explain the 2010s did not include Shameless.
I mean, look at this list. Rectify. Really? Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. I mean, The Americans was fine. A bit contrived, I might say.
Mm-hmm. Is this the Brooklyn Alan Sepinwall list? Brooklyn 99.
Yeah, no, this is the Rolling Stone list.
Yeah, that's Alan Sepinwall.
Oh, yeah, then, yeah, Brooklyn 99, a show about the cops. Yeah, Alan, thanks. We needed that. Yeah, I'm not saying Alan Sepinwall doesn't know what he's talking about. I just think that we could probably look for a second opinion or a third opinion here because I don't know about all this.
Yeah. I mean, it can't be in the top 50. I mean, it seems like an oversight.
Look, I think it is an oversight. And I think that says more mm-hmm. about Alan and you than anything.
It wasn't my list.
You pray at the man's altar.
Survivor was not on the list either of the top.
Exactly.
Top. I mean, it had a decent decade.
I don't know. We had a decent decade in the 2010s for Survivor, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just feel like we should hear both sides and not Alan Sepinwall's side anymore. Mm-hmm. I think he's done enough.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Screw Alan Sepinwall.
Too close to David Chase?
Yes.
Okay, that's a different...
He's a David Chase lover.
He's got Orange is the New Black at 21.
Mm-hmm. A good
nobody
show,
even watched the last season of that show.
I did.
Stop it.
I did.
I did too, but nobody else did. It was just us. Mm-hmm. Like, we were the two.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, they... No. Alan, please, stop it. Yeah. And justice for Pusey. She didn't deserve that.
Yeah, that's another time we'll talk.
Chappelle, do you have any questions for Nicole?
Game of Thrones? Yeah. Game of Thrones, Rob!
Look,
he wrote this with his whole ass.
Yeah, when did it end?
You gotta amend this. Mm-hmm. You have to amend things after you mess them up. You gotta go back and edit them.
That Game of Thrones on this list, I think, is 15. I think it probably would have been top five before the final season.
It should not be on the list. It's hateful and offensive. Alan Sepinwall, you're canceled, buddy.
Canceled.
Yeah.
Count your fucking days.
Yeah, he does say just making it to the top 15 feels about right in the wake of that ridiculous finale. So I think it lost some spots.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Just a few spots. Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. He doesn't know what he's talking about. What a quack.
Loser.
Yeah. Okay. Chappelle, do you have any questions for Nicole as the person who has gone 11 seasons into Shameless?
Yeah, Nicole, like, so I have to know, because, and I don't want you to spoil it, uh-huh, but I am very invested in this couple. Kevin V. What do you think about Kevin V? Do we love them throughout? Because I need to know that we love them throughout.
Yes. I mean, they are definitely couples goals, but...
I thought we were couples goals. Relationship goals.
Yeah, well, next to Kevin V, we're number two.
Mm-hmm. But y'all are my Kevin V.
They go through a very... Strange period. Yeah, and it makes you question your own choices and if love really
whose
works.
Choices? My you question your choices at watching this Shameless? Maybe Alan Sepinwall is right.
No, it takes a weird turn, like most things in Shameless.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't think I liked any of this.
Well, yeah, there were some things I didn't love in the short time I've had with Kevin V. First of all, let me just say that V is a perfect human.
Okay? She really is.
Can you explain the Kevin V and their relationship to the family? Because I have to be honest, after only watching the premiere of Shameless, I was a little unclear about what the dynamic was.
To the family?
Yeah.
Like, they're friends. They're neighbors.
Okay. They are like the next door neighbors to...
I don't know if they're next door neighbors, but they're neighbors.
Okay. I wasn't sure if like, is Kevin the oldest of the...
No,
of, okay.
There's no relationship.
No, yeah. I wasn't sure. They're just, they're around. They have, mm-hmm. There's, you know, there's that I... It's unclear. There's a lot of people.
There is a lot of people.
There is, but I think they just live like down the street. Okay. I don't think they live next door, but they're kind of like the constant.
That's exactly what I was going to say. They're constants in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, they don't have a strong familial support, but they do have Kevin V. And I think Fiona, who is in a way the matriarch of this family, just being the oldest sibling, I think she just needs that extra support sometimes in a way that she can never get it from her mom and dad. Mm-hmm. And so it's fun to see that Kevin V are always there for her in their own way. Mm-hmm. Kev, who I throughout the entire series has been referring to as what, Van from Reba?
Yes.
I can't unsee it. So if you can unsee it, more power to you, because I cannot.
That's not what I was seeing when he was showing his penis.
Oh, whoa, yeah. Whoa. Well, I saw it in what? Screen. I said, Van! What would Barbara Jane think?
She would not approve.
She would not approve.
Not approve.
But yeah, so the other people who aren't familiar with this, there's a lot of nudity. There's a lot of nudity in Shameless.
Not just murdering.
It does go with the murdering.
Mm-hmm.
It's hand in hand, some would say. Yeah. And then there's V, who again is a perfect human. I mean, there are moments where I have to rewind the scene because I'm like, I didn't hear nothing she said, because like, I was amazed by how beautiful that woman
she
is. Oh my
really
God.
Really just so stunning.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
It goes
throughout the entire season. Like, she is just incredibly stunning.
Yeah. And she has her own trials to go through throughout as well. Mm-hmm. She's very smart. She is the, like, she's like their resident nurse. or nurse adjacent, because she's not an actual nurse, but she is the closest things that the Gallaghers can afford to make sure that all their kids don't fall apart,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so anytime someone gets injured or hurts themselves, V will pop up with some type of home remedy or the things that she is, swiped from her former job as like, healthcare provider adjacent. So she's good to pop up with like bandages when a kid falls down or, you know, or get stitches because of, you know, some other nefarious act. So V is somebody who they cannot live without. They just wouldn't make it without her.
And she's kind of like a hustler. Like she's hustled her way throughout her entire life and she's just like incredibly smart.
Yeah. And that compliments Fiona a lot because Fiona's 21. I'm assuming V is a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of those things where Fiona's kind of learning the ropes from V. And she always has that support system where, you know, can you just watch the kids for just 5 minutes while I go and do another odd job?
While I go murder somebody.
Or while I go murder someone in the kitchen. There's a lot of murdering going on in a very full house of people. You would think you'd try to keep that quiet or, you know, shut the door every now and then, but not this family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nicole, are there any things you don't like about Shameless?
There were definitely things throughout the season that happened that I was like, I didn't like that. Didn't like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
But then it always redeems itself.
Yes. Things happen to characters that you like that you were upset that the show did to them.
Yeah, and the characters make these terrible, terrible decisions.
You're rooting for them to do better.
You're rooting for them to win. You want them to succeed.
Oh, this is like the
and
Jets.
They just make choices that are just... But they're just a victim of their circumstances.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Just like the Jets.
Yes. Have you ever considered going back and watching the series again, Nicole? Or is this just too much for you to watch?
Oh, I have already.
You've watched Shameless more than once?
I have watched the first few seasons twice.
Twice?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I had no idea.
That's my rule. If I like something, like I'll go back and watch it again.
Chappelle, I feel like Nicole keeps all these secrets from me.
No, it was not a secret that I watched Shameless. Like even the boys knew.
They knew you.
Even
Mom's
the boys
watching
knew.
Shameless the second time
I'm
from the
people
start.
Getting murdered again.
Watching, yeah.
She keeps watching this one episode where this woman just keeps getting murdered.
Like, Mom's a psycho.
Wow. Wow.
I could see myself watching this again. There are some shows that once I finish it, I can never go back and watch that show again because it was so hard to get through, or it was like Game of Thrones, it will never happen again.
I watched that again.
I can't do it. I'm
you
sorry.
Did?
I did.
You watched the final season, you watched it multiple times?
I watched the whole thing. Again,
I will
you watch season 7 of Game of Thrones
1 through 7. Yes, I did.
I can never. I've seen like 1 through 5 multiple times, but I will
never
watch.
What was the one
that
nobody liked? Is that season 8 or season 7?
Season 7 and 8 were bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were 8 seasons, right?
Mm-hmm. But
whatever the last two seasons were have ruined the franchise for me.
Terrible.
But there are other shows too that are just maybe that are too gut wrenching to go back through again, like a BoJack Horseman. I'll never watch BoJack Horseman again. I enjoyed it, but I can't do it again. Mm-hmm. But Shameless feels like something that because you are rooting for them to win and they get so many small, tiny victories, I can see myself watching it again.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to watch it again.
Yeah.
Especially after, you know, you see them grow up and then, I don't know, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's like home movies. You know, you go back and like, oh, look at Carl back when he was
look
just trying to torture
Carl.
Yeah, children. Now look at him, you know, a grown man. And I don't know what he ends up like, but I'm ready to find out.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk when you watch it.
Yeah. I really enjoyed I wasn't expecting to enjoy it as much. I feel like if I didn't enjoy it as much, I feel like I would have just watched like a YouTube video of everything that happens on the show.
Yeah. This was like,
it was a good pilot.
This was a good pilot. Yeah. Everyone kept telling me like, no, the Shameless pilot is one of the best episodes. Some people even said like, I think it was Maddie Fresh was like, I'd make all my friends watch just the pilot. Cause I know that's going to be enough to get them hooked. Very similar to Game of Thrones in a way, you know, where it's like the first episode, if you don't like the first episode, you ain't going to like the series. Mm-hmm. And so the first episode does a good job of like kind of setting the tone and letting you know what you're in for.
Yeah.
I think one thing I didn't care for too much is there are a lot of kids having the murders with grown individuals.
Yes.
There's too many adults. Okay. With having sex with kids. And I'm like, all right, well, where are we going to start throwing these people in jail?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That doesn't sit right with me. I understand this is a show, but I'm like, you know, you said 15, right? Like, this is not what I want to see on my TV. But again, storytelling devices and also stuff that really happens in real life, sadly. So, you know, I can't quibble with that too much, but I don't love it. I don't love it.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, if anybody else is still on the fence about Shameless, anything else you want to add?
Well, get off the fence and just watch the show. You'll like it.
Mm-hmm. It's just 11 seasons is a big commitment.
It's not, though, because it's a fun ride.
It's a
fun ride that you're going to enjoy most of the time.
Yeah.
And when you are not enjoying a little bit of it, it's gonna pull you back in.
Before we watched it, Chappelle and I were talking. I said, is this a half an hour show or an hour show? I guessed it was a half an hour show, but I was wrong.
You were wrong. Sometimes it's longer than an hour.
Oh, my God.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some episodes where I'll be through the episode thinking, oh, well, that was a good episode. And then the next scene will start. It's like, whoa, we're still doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not fun all the time. But again, I do think they do a really good job in telling everybody's story. And so they need the whole hour. If they didn't want to, if they wanted to kind of redshirt some of the kids, then they would only need 30 minutes. But you have to know why. I'm obsessed with all of the kids. So I need all 60 to 90 minutes or whatever of the show, because I need to see what Debbie's doing today. I'm sorry. Like, I know people don't love Debbie. I love Debbie. I love all those children. So I want to know what Debbie's up to. I want to know what Carl's up to. I want to know what Liam's up to. Ian, you know, I got to know. So I need all of the minutes, all of the hours.
Is there a character you don't like or one that annoys you?
Other than Frank?
Frank is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Frank is the worst.
But he's a great character.
Monica sucks. But
Monica is the mom.
Yeah, Monica sucks. She sucks. I mean, again, a lot of mental health issues there as well. So you try not to hold that against her too much, but she sucks.
Yeah, she's pretty awful.
Karen's dad, he sucks. The guy with what are these clowns? He has clowns in his home. If you watch the pilot episode, you'll see that when he gets ready to leave the house, he packs his clowns and go.
He takes nothing but his clowns.
And they never explain the obsession with the clowns. Is he a clown? Is this just his thing?
I think it just marks him as the crazy person. Like, he's crazy. Look at the clowns.
Right. He's storming out of his home like, y'all are crazy, as he grabs his damn clown shoe. What's wrong with him? So, yeah. Mickey's dad. Hate that guy.
Well,
matter of fact,
he's probably the worst character. Worse than Frank.
Yeah.
Right.
No, so, yeah, I probably have a list of characters that I hate. I don't love Mickey's sister, honestly. Not great. What's her name? Holly? Oh. Is it Molly? Molly's not the sister. Molly is.
I forget what her name is.
Molly's Mickey's brother? Question mark. I don't know.
That family is so huge and just like multiplies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a lot. But I do hate them. I don't hate any of the children. But I was on Twitter, you know, having some conversation with people, and they were saying that, like, your children rankings may vary throughout the series.
Yes.
I've noticed that as well. Lip is someone who started off at the top of my rankings with Fiona, and then, you know, somewhere it found itself toward the bottom, the middle bottom of the group. Whereas,
do you
like
have children
someone like,
rankings,
I do.
Yeah,
I'll play with the Shameless cast.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No. Let's get back into y'all's children's rankings, because I have my own personal rankings. I just never told y'all.
You know who gets on my nerves at a certain point?
Not me, right?
No. What's his name?
Frank.
No, the redhead. What's his name?
Oh, Ian.
Ian.
Yeah.
At a certain point in the series, he annoys the crap out of me.
Yeah, through up to season four, like, Ian has never been at the top of my rankings. He can't stay there long enough because he's very emotional, you know. And so a lot of things that he does is just because he's in an interesting situation. Yeah. And so he's trying to deal with his emotions involving like his sexuality and some of the relationships he's in. But he also really wants to go to the military, and he's a younger brother as well. So he's dealing with like sibling drama and, you know, trying to find his path and his career. So Ian is another one who takes you on a roller coaster ride.
It's quite a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he redeems himself at the end, though. He becomes a an endearing character.
Okay. Chappelle, do you rank the Shameless kids like you're on the circle?
You think I watched The Circle? What?
Do either of you know anything about the British version of Shameless? Because I'm wondering, what? Is it a what?
There's a British version of Shameless?
Yeah. Yes, I think it was the original. Yes. I think it was originally British.
I've heard that.
Yes, it's an adaptation. And what I wanted to know was, is the American version sort of like a note for note adaptation of the original? Like, did the Shameless version, like, both were 11 seasons, but what I don't know is if there is like exactly like the same things happen to the same characters. I'm sure there's some things that are sort of like adapted.
That's interesting.
Yeah, well, I knew there was a British version, you know, like that was closely, you know, I guess, like tangential or aligned with what we have in the American version. But I don't know, like, how close. So I know that they start off very similar and then they kind of branch out. Maybe it's similar to The Office, you know, in a way, where you just kind of do what works for your particular cast. Also, British humor is more dry, and I think the Shameless humor is very, very crude. And so,
and very loud.
Yeah, very loud. Very loud. And so, I don't know. I'd be interested to watch that, too. Maybe we should watch an episode and see, you know, how they line up. Maybe we should
watch that
up.
One next.
Consider it done.
If the Nicole's looking for another 11 season show,
so I can tell you the answer is based on a quick Google search. In the first two seasons, U.S. Shameless follows the original story. After that, it goes in a totally different direction.
It makes sense.
Okay.
But it's based on the same characters. Okay. All right.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
You know, Nicole, who I struggle with liking all the time?
Who?
Steve/Jimmy.
I hate him.
Okay.
I hate him.
Thank you. Okay.
I hate his face.
I'm okay with that.
I hate his face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when he comes on screen.
Yeah. And I too feel that. Because like I want to like him because I want them to win, right? But I just it's the cut of his jib. It really just doesn't sit with me.
You know, towards the middle, I was like, oh, enough of this guy. His storyline gets like choppy and kind of unbelievable. And you just want Fiona, or for me, I just wanted Fiona to just get rid of this guy.
Yeah, he's going through a lot and he's dragging his drama into the lives of these people who already have enough.
They have
drama.
Enough. Yeah,
they don't need this additional drama. All they need is your money. Steve/Jimmy. And so if you could just provide household appliances for them throughout the series, I would be very happy with your existence. But because you bring so much extra drama to the table, I really have a hard time liking Steve/Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not my fave. He sucks.
Yeah, not my fave.
Okay. Anything else about Shameless that we want to say?
I actually have a small connection to Shameless.
Oh, yes. What is it?
So, in a few seasons, a little girl arrives named Franny.
Franny.
I'm not going to say what her association is.
Okay.
But she was in our playdate circle.
Oh, you know one of the baby actresses?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Is that how you got connected to the show?
No.
Oh.
No, not at all.
So
she's like, oh, you might know my child from Shameless. Nicole's like, I'm not watching that.
I never watched it.
Yes. So you knew a famous baby that was in Shameless.
Yep. Okay. She was on for a few years.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then she stay with the show? She grew up on the show?
She made it to the end to season 11.
Yeah.
But I think she was Franny number two.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought Nicole was going to tell us, Chappelle, that there was a baby on the show and I delivered that baby.
Not that show.
Yes.
Not that show.
Not that show. Not that show.
That has happened to me though, Chappelle.
I was like, you delivered Liam? Oh my God, that would have changed my life.
Changed my life.
I told you the way I would take a bullet for that child.
You're gonna love him towards the end. He just becomes this little person.
And we love that. Mm-hmm. So Nicole, which child actor did you birth?
We could talk about this off air. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Yeah. All right. We don't want to get Nicole in trouble from her. Yeah. All right. So anything else about Shameless, or should we talk about what we're going to look at next week?
I think we've covered it all without spoiling.
Okay. This was you two were very restrained. This was very good.
There's so much that we could have talked about the show that was just
no doubt.
Great.
No doubt. Yeah.
Murders.
Okay. So this was, you know, good, you know, that dip your toe in for Shameless and 11 seasons, all on Netflix.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go check
Two
it out.
Two enthusiastic thumbs way up for Shameless.
Even though Alan Sepinwall says it's not one of the top 50 shows of them. Maybe it was 51.
Stupid. Yeah. I might have misspoke. I called him a quack, but, you know, maybe he was just going through something at the time. You know, people have wrong opinions and they're entitled to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. William H. Macy, married to Felicity Huffman, who was wrapped up in the college admissions scandal. Do you think that may be factored into it?
It's probably not great. Weren't you just talking about Felicity Huffman recently? Or was
we were talking about Lori Loughlin, I think.
Yeah, it takes two, right? I think it all comes full circle.
Yes. Okay. All right. So. Currently on Netflix. Okay, Nicole, you can help us come up with what we're going to look at next. But my eyes are going to, I'm looking at number one on Netflix at recording time of this podcast, The Harder They Fall, a Western starring Idris Elba and the aforementioned Regina King and Jonathan Majors.
I'd watch anything Idris Elba was in.
Gunning for revenge, outlaw Nat Love saddles up with his gang to take down enemy Rufus Black, a ruthless crime boss who just got sprung from prison. I think it's in the mix, mm-hmm. Chappelle.
I mean, it's number one. It looks like it has a star-studded cast. I've actually already seen this movie. If you want to talk about it, this definitely saves me some work.
Yes. You already watched it on Netflix this week.
I already seen it. I had a little time between working. It was cool. It was different. You know, it's a refreshing take on some cowboy stories. I think all the characters in the movie were real characters, like real life people. But the story of the movie is fictional. So, you know.
Okay.
I'd probably have a good time exploring that. And also, someone has reached out and offered their services as our potential guest for that episode.
Okay.
Ooh.
And is it a good guest or is it somebody that it's like...
She's meh.
Okay.
Meh at best. Sometimes. Right. Sometimes she's in her bag. I'll give LaTanya Stark some credit. She's all right sometimes.
Okay. Chappelle, anything else that strikes your fancy?
For this week coming up, there's a ton of options. I was trying to figure out when that movie the movie with The Rock is coming out.
Yeah.
When is that due?
So I think that, next weekend, let's see. Okay. Netflix Rock movie. is that going to get us to it? Yes.
I've heard, what is it? The, 21 Jump Street is back in the top 10 for some reason.
Yes.
A movie that is funny, you know, it's a funny
thing.
Yes, with Jonah Hill.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. This ties it all together. Called the biggest on Netflix, The Rock movie has been called Shameful.
Ooh.
That could be the link.
Right. From Shameless
to
Shameful.
Sounds like you gotta do it.
Rise and Fall
Red
of
Alert
Dwayne Johnson.
Red Alert is embarrassingly bad. A lazy, annoying, and desperate copy of hundreds of better movies.
35% on Rotten Tomatoes, from what I understood.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great. Not great, Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, maybe that's something to explore.
That makes me want to watch
number
it more.
One. Yeah, same. Big same. Colin in Black and White is on Netflix as well. The Colin Kaepernick story. I heard it's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
And then Army of Thieves, I think, is another one that cracked the top 10 this week. Have you heard of number 9? I think it's Catching Killers.
No.
It looks like a true crime show. I know.
Does
some
it have
true
murders,
crime
in- Nicole?
My kind of murders.
I mean, depends on your kind of murder. I'm sure there's a little bit of both.
Yes.
But Catching Killers, I think the entire season has dropped. I think it's 4 episodes. And so if you want it, we probably could talk about the premiere of that.
Yes.
I'm sure we could find someone who likes true crime eventually.
Red Notice is premiering next weekend. So I think that is in play. Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot. Mm-hmm. Do you find Ryan Reynolds attractive?
I used to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But now I'm over him.
I've heard that women don't.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's about it right now.
That's about it.
Yeah.
See?
I like the funny guys.
See?
Statistics say that men only think he's attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
We think that that's what women want.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
We're like, mm-hmm. we're like, look, it's Ryan Reynolds. Aren't you happy?
Yeah.
You're like, hey,
no, no. All right. So, okay. So that I got to say that that's probably the top of the list for me.
Okay.
Red Notice.
Here's probably a good compromise. What if we knock out Red Notice when it premieres?
Boom.
And then Backdoor. And if Harder They Fall is still in the top 10, we'll make that a little later on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big November here on Nothing But Netflix.
The show's on every week?
Yeah, the show's on every week.
Okay,
Nicole, just
clarifying.
Is this your first episode of Nothing But Netflix?
Are we
casual?
Making them too much? Should we slow it down?
The audience to know it was on every week.
They knew. You didn't know.
They are dedicated listeners.
You watch Shameless. Let me watch Shameless again. Rob has a podcast? No.
Is this Nicole's first time hearing me on a podcast? Now I'm so self-conscious. I feel like I should introduce myself.
Yes.
Like, been on 65 podcasts in the last 2 months. And I'm like, Nicole, nice to meet you.
I'm so happy we finally met.
They don't have a podcast on Shameless, do they?
I don't get that.
Does one character ever mention a podcast at any point in the 10-year run?
They're too fancy now.
They're too fancy?
They're too fancy.
Who's too fancy?
They barely even go on like Instagram. Like they're too fancy for that.
Who?
The actors.
No, I'm talking about the show, the characters.
What?
Do the characters ever listen to a podcast in 10 years of Shameless?
They can't afford that's
free.
they are sharing the same flip phone in the first episode.
Nobody could afford a smartphone in the entire run of the show.
Maybe later on in the season, eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're not. They have to work, Rob. These people have hustles. They are constantly
working.
They
don't want to listen to your nonsense.
They don't want to listen to our nonsense.
Okay.
They got work to do.
All right. Nicole, what's coming up for you?
I'm going to go pick up the kids from school.
Okay.
And I'm going to be a single mom this weekend.
Anything you want to plug?
No, I got nothing.
No, okay.
I got you go follow me on Instagram.
Okay. Follow Nicole on Instagram.
Yeah, Nicole Sesternino.
Okay. All right. And
what's happened to
else?
Nicole Loves Shoes?
Nicole Says What Now?
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
But like, as someone else who loves shoes, that was the reason why I followed you years ago.
Chappelle change his Instagram handle? Chappelle Loves Shoes?
Chappelle Loves Shoes.
I'll give it to you. Yes, it's yours now.
No one would be shocked by that if I started going by Chappelle
Loves Shoes. You should change it for a day at least.
Yeah. And someone's going to scoop me. They're going to take my old name.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Chappelle, what's coming up for you?
Probably a lot. So the aforementioned LaTanya Starks, myself, and Mari Forth are covering the final season of HBO's hit show Insecure on post-show recaps. And so we are up to our fourth episode coming up. Well, I'm sorry, our third episode coming up this week. I think for last week, Bryce Isaiah came and joined us to talk about the show. And it was good having some backup because normally LaTanya and Mari like to jump me and treat me like a third wheel.
And so he defended you.
Of course, Bryce loves me. Are you kidding me? What? Wouldn't you defend me? Please. And so we're talking about that every week. I don't think we have a guest coming up this week, but we're still talking about it. We only have a few more episodes left. I think the season is probably going to be like 10 or 11 episodes. Mm-hmm. So check that out if you are a fan of Insecure. Also, Sasha Joseph and I are covering Never Have I Ever, which is on Netflix. We talked about it last week a little bit, Rob, but you know, Sasha and I are covering it every week to finish season two on Silent Podcast. So that's always a good time. You can also follow me on the Walking Dead podcast with AJ Mass, Jessica Leese, and Josh Wiggler. We're talking about Fear the Walking Dead, Walking Dead World Beyond, and Walking Dead proper. And so that's pretty much all I have going on top of, you know, normal life. But you can follow me on Twitter at Chappelle's _ show or future at Chappelle Loves Shoes, apparently. you know, if we might make that happen. But follow me there and I will tweet out a bunch of links.
Like Shameless.
It is, and it's a lot of L's. Like Chappelle Loves Shoes. Like it's too many, like three L's in a row. It wouldn't look right. Yeah. But anyway.
The L's can't breathe.
Yeah, we'd have to put in some underscores, and we know you love those. Mm. But yeah, so follow me on Twitter at Chappelle's underscore show and follow Nothing But RHAP to keep up with the Nothing
Nicole,
But
you're following Nothing But RHAP on Twitter?
I didn't even know that was the thing.
Oh my gosh.
We know.
Is it following me?
It's the disrespect. It only follows Netflix. It's nothing but Netflix. Gosh.
I want to be so cool that I only follow one person.
Well, like it follows 17 RJP? Netflix accounts. Yeah, follow nothing but RHAP is your only follow.
Maybe
yeah.
I will.
Okay.
Yes. Well,
no, that I should be your one follow.
Should you?
Yeah, that would be. Mm. Wouldn't that be very classy?
Rob, you tell me all your tweets. I don't need to read them.
Like, look, oh, look, I did a thing. She's like, I know. Yeah. I saw it. Yeah.
I tell you the ones I want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Others report the other ones you don't want me to know.
Stop telling on me, people.
It's okay. Follow the Rob Burner account if you really want to see what's going on, what's popping.
Just mm-hmm. Burner account?
Oh, you didn't?
Mm.
Rob's fact checker. Follow Rob's fact checker.
Yeah.
The Nicole fans will tell me.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for checking out our Shameless 101. We'll be back next week to talk about the movie with The Rock and Ryan Reynolds here on Nothing But Netflix. Take care of a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.